Over the Yom HaNerayim, there is something incredible that we are able to do. What's our approach as we are getting much closer to the Yemei Adin, to the Yom HaNerayim? What's our approach to this understanding of judgment? The Pasuk in Tehillim, Allah Elokim Yisra Hashem B'kol Shofar, something we'll say over Rosh Hashanah. And the Medrash says that we transform Hashem from the Midas Hadin to the Midas HaRachamim. That when Hashem responds to the Jewish people, He stands up for the Midas Hadin, and the Medrash says He depositions Himself to the Midas HaRachim. That's why we change from Kel Ram V'Nisa to Kel Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachim. The question is how? How in the world are we able, how could a man create such a cosmic shift that to move HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, from the Midas HaDin, from strict judgment, to the Midas HaRachim, to a merciful, more compassionate, more understanding? And the truth is, we don't really know. But how are we able in our tefillos to create this shift? So says the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says, in the backdrop to Chassidus, man is not only involved in redemption by doing mitzvos, but rather when we do mitzvos, we can change the cosmos. We can affect the Shekhinah. That's why Chassidim always, before a mitzvah, say the Shem Yichud Kudsh Arichu. They involve the Shekhinah, everything that they do. Says the Sfas Emes. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that we say Zichronos Shetal Jialis Zichroneim Lefanai Letova. The simple way to understand that is that Hashem should look at us instead of our flaws, but at the good, at the Akedah, the Brisman, Abisarim, all the good moments. It's almost as if we're entering information on our behalf. Like, look at all the things that, don't just look at our sins. Look at all the mitzvahs, look at all the good that we've done. Says the Sfas Emes. That's not how to learn the Gemara. The Gemara can be learned differently. How do I cause judgment to be more favorable? Am I simply providing evidence and good notes about myself? Hashem knows the good things that I've done. Rather, it's about my attitude. Judgment, hazocher koanesh kochos, in Chassidus and through the Sfas Emes, it's a zchus to be judged. It's not that it's overpowering, that it's scary, that it's frightening, that it's a zchus to be judged. That I'm so confident that in spite of what has happened, and in spite of my shortcomings, that I have Hashem be merciful, the privilege to be engaged in Hashem's world. So I could either run from that judgment, or I could embrace it. How do we change Midas HaDin to Midas HaRachim? How can man, how could one individual, davening out of a machzon Rosh Hashanah, change how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is positioned because we embrace it? And Hashem is so happy when we embrace it that He sees us running towards our judgment and not away from our judgment. Then we emerge victorious, not because of something, but because of our attitude towards judgment itself. As we begin in only a few days, this journey, this 10-day journey of tshuva and of tefillah, it should be with a sense of an understanding that we embrace it, wherever and however it takes us, that we embrace those opportunities. And when we embrace it, we can change the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us.